You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Nehemiah chapter 12, and we'll be reading from the New English Translation. These are the priests and Levites who returned with Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua: Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Malak, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Meramoth, Iddo, Ginnathon, Abijah, Mijamin, Modiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, Joiarib, Jediah, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, and Jediah. These were the leaders of the priests and their colleagues in the days of Jeshua. And the Levites: Jeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mattaniah, who together with his colleagues was in charge of the songs of thanksgiving. Bakbukiah and Uni, their colleagues, stood opposite them in the services. Jeshua was the father of Joiakim. Joiakim was the father of Eliashib. Eliashib was the father of Joiada. Joiada was the father of Jonathan. And Jonathan was the father of Jaddua. In the days of Joiakim, these were the priests who were leaders of the families: of Seraiah, Mariah; of Jeremiah, Hananiah; of Ezra, Meshulam; of Amariah, Jehohanan; of Malak, Jonathan; of Shechaniah, Joseph; of Harim, Adna; of Meramoth, Helki; of Iddo, Zechariah; of Ginnathon, Meshulam; of Abijah, Zikri; of Miniamin and Modiah, Piltai; of Bilgah, Shammua; of Shemaiah, Jehonathan; of Joiarib, Mattaniah; of Jediah, Uzi; of Salu, Kalai; of Amok, Eber; of Hilkiah, Hashabiah; of Jediah, Nethanel. As for the Levites in the days of Eliashib, Joiada, Johanan, and Jaddua, the heads of families were recorded, as were the priests during the reign of Darius the Persian. The descendants of Levi were recorded in the book of the Chronicles as heads of families up to the days of Johanan, son of Eliashib. And the leaders of the Levites were Hashabiah, Sherebiah, Jeshua, son of Kadmiel, and their colleagues, who stood opposite them to offer praise and thanks, one contingent corresponding to the other, as specified by David, the man of God. Mattaniah, Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshulam, Talmon, and Akub were gatekeepers who were guarding the storerooms at the gates. These all served in the days of Joiakim, son of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and in the days of Nehemiah, the governor, and of Ezra, the priestly scribe. At the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought out the Levites from all the places they lived to bring them to Jerusalem to celebrate the dedication joyfully with songs of thanksgiving and songs accompanied by cymbals, harps, and lyres. The singers were also assembled from the district around Jerusalem and from the settlements of the Netophathites, and from Beth Gilgal, and from the fields of Geba and Asmaveth, for the singers had built settlements for themselves around Jerusalem. When the priests and Levites had purified themselves, they purified the people, the gates, and the wall. I brought the leaders of Judah up on top of the wall, and I appointed two large choirs to give thanks. One was to proceed on the top of the wall southward toward the Dung Gate. Going after them were Hoshaiah, half the leaders of Judah, Azariah, Ezra, Meshulam, Judah, Benjamin, Shemaiah, Jeremiah, some of the priests with trumpets, Zechariah son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micaiah, the son of Zakur, the son of Asaph, and his colleagues, Shemaiah, Azarel, Milalai, Gilalai, Mai, Nethanel, Judah, and Hanani, with musical instruments of David the man of God. Ezra the scribe led them. They went over the fountain gate and continued directly up the steps of the city of David on the ascent to the wall. They passed the house of David and continued on to the water gate toward the east. The second choir was proceeding in the opposite direction. I followed them along with half the people on top of the wall, past the Tower of the Ovens to the broad wall, over the Ephraim gate, the Jeshana gate, the Fish gate, the Tower of Hananel, and the Tower of the Hundred to the Sheep gate. They stopped at the gate of the guard. Then the two choirs that gave thanks took their stations in the temple of God. I did also, along with half the officials with me, and the priests Eliakim, Messiah, Miniamin, Micaiah, Elioni, Zechariah, and Hananiah, with their trumpets, and also Messiah, Shemaiah, Eleazar, Uzi, Jehohanan, Malchijah, Elam, and Ezer. The choirs sang loudly under the direction of Jezrahiah, and on that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had given them great joy. The women and children also rejoiced. The rejoicing in Jerusalem could be heard from far away. On that day, men were appointed over the storerooms for the contributions, first fruits, and tithes, to gather into them from the fields of the cities the portions prescribed by the law for the priests and the Levites. For the people of Judah took delight in the priests and Levites who were ministering. They performed the service of their God and the service of purification, along with the singers and gatekeepers, according to the commandment of David and his son Solomon. For long ago, in the days of David and Asaph, there had been directors for the singers and for the songs of praise and thanks to God. So in the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah, all Israel was contributing the portions for the singers and gatekeepers according to the daily need. They also set aside the portion for the Levites, and the Levites set aside the portion for the descendants of Aaron. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the opportunity to look at this portion of Scripture today. And Lord, as we've been going throughout the book of Nehemiah, we could see that the big task that you had given the people was to rebuild the wall around Jerusalem so that Jerusalem could ultimately be a city that was set apart, a city that was dedicated to you, and a place that would be dominated by a culture of worship as people lifted up their hearts to you and obeyed your word and sought to just teach their children and serve as an example of what it meant to walk by faith in you. And Lord, as we look at this portion of Scripture, we rejoice with them at the dedication of the wall around the city, that task is now completed. And we look at these large groups of people that are traveling on top of the wall as they're walking around on top of it. And yet we remember a few chapters earlier when those that scoffed at the people of Judah joked that if a small animal like a fox tried to walk on that wall, that the thing would crumble. But yet we could see that your hand was behind this work. And you accomplished what you had pledged to accomplish through your people, what you had inspired them to do. Lord, it's such an encouraging portion of Scripture, and we're grateful to read it. And we're even grateful, Lord, to read through the lists of names that are included here, because these are people who walked by faith in you. And their lives, whether we know a lot about them or just a little about them, or even if we just know their name, their lives serve as a testimony of what it means to walk by faith. And Lord, we're grateful that you lead us as well, and that we have the privilege to walk by faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, that you've opened up our eyes to our need for Jesus, and that you empower us day by day to live in your strength and to be blessed by the supply of your wisdom. Lord, we're grateful for your presence with us today. We thank you for the blessing of reading your word, and we thank you for the privilege of knowing you. We commit this day to your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to today's episode. For more resources to help you in your walk with Christ, please visit desirejesus.com.
Hello, hello. Punice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.